The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
We have an interesting machlokes in the Mishnah about Rochel Shalebikro, Vyoldo Shnezchon, Vyoldo Shnezchon, Ka'achas, two behemos, possible candidates for Bechoyrisi, were born Lefi Hanir Leinaim simultaneously. Rabbi Yosi Aglili Oymish Shneem Lekoyin Shneema Hazchorm Lashem. Vachomim Oymrim Yefshel Letzamtzem. So we have the Etzem Achloikis of whether we say Yefshel Letzamtzem. You have two things that happen at once. They can't happen simultaneously, the Chachom say. Rabbi Yosi Aglili doesn't have a problem. Theoretically, they could have happened. What exactly does this mean? Yefshel Letzamtzem? When do we say it? What are the parameters? That Amir Tzashem will discuss in the next year. But Legabi the Etzim Din, that it says in the Mishnah, Legabi two Vlodos being born together, that according to the Chachomim, according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, that if they could be born simultaneously, the halach is that both of them will be B'chayru. So we have a Gemara in Daftes, where the Gemara tells us, Abaya is Mefarish the Mishnah, that Bukhar, the Gemara says, the Mishnah over there goes to a similar Shachvataya, and Abaye says in the Gemara that the Mishnah over there could be going even according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, that Efshel Letzamtzem. Why? Because we have a problem. Lamaisa, Bukhar, is, the two animals seem to be mutually exclusive. You can't have two Bukhar, you can't have two Bukhar. Hazchorim, the Mishnah says also, not just that Efshel Letzamtzem. Has chorim we darshan from a pasuk that there could be two bechorim chiddush says Abaye that's only true in the pasuk where it says has chorim, which is only by bechor behemet toira by pidin bedachamor the subject of the Mishnah daftes over there we would not have the din of has chorim over there each one would be menea the other only one could be bechor it can't be both of them. Frektaisvis, over there in Daftes, Akasha, which opens up for us a chaloin into several Yesodes de Kesuvis and Shas, that's what I'd like to discuss in this year. Taisvis and Daftes as Akasha, why don't we say we have a klal, kol she'eni b'zeach hazeh b'basach haseinu, any two things that cannot be chal one after another, for instance, the sugya, the subject, of the famous sugya that discusses this concept is in Kedushin Daf Nun Aleph, where somebody is Mekadesh Shnei Achoyos. Mekadesh Shnei Achoyos. You can't be married to two sisters. You get married to one, you can't be Mekadesh to the other. Kedushin is not Nitvas, Chavi Kritzus. The halacha is that if he's Mekadesh then Bebasach, as L'choyro, he's superseded the Isser of Arayis being Chal, because neither one is blocks the other. No. Kol she'eni b'zeh hazeh, whichever chalois cannot be consummated, b'zeh hazeh b'bas achas eine, they cannot be created together. The same way, kedushin is not nitvas, and chavi krisus, b'bas achas also it's not nitvas. That's the sugi over there, frektoisvis. L'choyro, if by petach amor the two animals cannot be b'choyrim simultaneously together, then l'choyro we should say b'zeh hazeh also. One would not have a chalais kedusha. Meaning to say the two of them could be born simultaneously because efshel letzamtzem, but the kedusha we don't have hascharim will only be chal on one. Says Tosfos lechayre that should not be the case. If you can't have kedusha on both of them, then you will not have kedusha on one lafuke the other. Tosfos says over there that there's a chiluk between kedusha ayidei maisa and kedusha haba me'elov. There's a difference between something, when a person is creating something, it does a maise kedushin. Two maise kedushin, they can't be chal b'zeh achazeh, can't be chal b'basa achaz. Kedushas b'chor is not totally in asiyas odom, it's totally in the leida, it's something that's kedusha abom elov, that could be chal. Now the svar itself, maybe you could understand, maybe this is something that has to do with a person. Can't do two maisim that associate each other, it does b'basa achaz, that kills the whole concept of that maise. Something is chal by itself, it's not totally in a maisa, it's a physical reality that creates a kedusha. So mela over there, you wouldn't have the problem. Similar, l'choira, we find in kedushin over there, in Daftan Aleph, in the Tesisrid, he has the kasha in a more interesting context. The Tesisrid wants to know, from the sugya of Enis Echal Alissa, the halacha is, that if a woman is also to a man for whatever reason, and then she becomes related to the man with another relationship, for instance, she's his daughter. She's his daughter, and then his brother was Mekadesh her. Meaning to say, she now became also his niece. So let's say, Rechman al-San, let's say the father was Baal Bitoy. Would he be over two Isurim? One of them Mishum Bitoy, and one of them Mishum... one of them Mishum Eishes Ochiv? No. Why? Einis Echal Lissim. Since she was already also Alts Bitoy, she does not become Eishes Ochiv. Major discussion about this in several places in Masechet Yevamos. Daloch is also by Machol Sasuris, you have the same context. Famous context in Shas of Einis Echal Lissim. The Haloch is that if the two Yisurim came simultaneously, obviously with Bas, she's always going to get married a second after she's born. But if we'll have another case where two Yisurim Achal, because two relationships were created simultaneously, the Aloch is that they chal together. What happened to Kol She'eni B'zeh HaZeh B'Basach HaSeinoi? So the Tosfos Yud says that Isurim are not a product of the Maisa that's done. When one is Mekadesh, a woman, the fact that she now becomes also to his Kroivim is Metzius. It's not that you, it's not Lamashal. If Reuven is Mekadesh Leah, it's not that Reuven assert her on his brother. It's that now that Reuven was Mekadesh her, she's now, by definition, his sister-in-law, the brother's sister-in-law. She's also them. But not that Reuven created in his Kedushin the Issa. Says the Tosfos Yud, that only by Yisurim that are created, over there we have a cloud of Kol She'eni B'zeh HaZeh B'Basach HaZeh, no things that are Chal Me'aleim, not. L'cho'ira, the Svar that we just said from the Tosfos, and the svar that we're saying after the Tosfos seem to be more or less the same svar. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, in his Sefer Shai Chaim, Kedushin, Simen Nun Gimel, makes a fine line in these inyonim, and it's a little bit of an eye-opener. It's worth saying over in the context of our sugya. A few of the distinctions that he makes between different svaras of the same ilk, of the same type. Reb Chaim points out, biyachas to the sugya over there in Kedushin, the case that we just discussed with the Zasvara of Kol She'eni B'zeh HaZeh B'Basach HaZeh is by Kiddush Shtei Achoyos. There's another din that's discussed over the Gemara, besides for Kiddush Shtei Achoyos, and that is Kiddush Achas Mishtei Achoyos. A person is Mekadesh two women, you can't be married to both of them, they're two sisters. So Memela, since he was Mekadesh the two of them together, each one negates the other one's Kedushin, and neither one of them is Chal B'Basach HaZeh. Mashein Kain, if he's talking about where Reuven was Mekadesh, not Rochel and Leah, but he was Mekadesh, he gave money to the two of them, and he said, I'm Mekadesh one of the two of you. So the Gemara has a discussion over there where the Kedushin is Chal. Why not? Kedushin Sheinim Sun Labir, because you don't know which one was Chal. He'd be also Al Tzofik. Similar to that, the Kedushin inherently was Chal only with an Isser Bia, so that technically does not allow the issues. That's the discussion. The Gemara over there, Mahol Machlokes Abayva Rava. The Gemara does not say that since you'd be able, you can't be Mekadesh, the two of them together, so Memela, well, you can't be Mekadesh, the two of them, one after the other, Rochel after Leah after Rochel is a no-starter, because it's a sister-in-law. So l'chayra, that would negate being able to be Mekadesh Achas Meshtechayis. The Gemara doesn't say that. Why? Says Reb Chaim Zichron Levrocha that the chiluk has to be like this. By Kiddush Shtei Achoyos, there's two asiyos over here. There's a Maisa Kedushin to each one. The Maisa of being Mekadesh, the one, and the Maisa of being Mekadesh, the other, are exterior to each other, by definition. Memel, the Maisim cancel and break each other. Nothing could be Chal. When a person was Mekadesh Achas Meshtei Achoyos, he was Mekadesh Achas Meshtei Achoyos, he's not doing two Maisim, each of which nullifies the other. He does one Maisa being Mekadesh, one of the two sisters. Which Maisa is negating the other? There's only one Maisa Kedushin here. If there's only one Maisa Kedushin over here, so then there's nothing here inherently to destroy, to tear down, to nullify the other Maisa. There has to be a Nuchsar and a Kedushin Shenim Surin Labir. What does this have to do with us? Says Reb Chaim that the same thing is true when we're discussing our sugi. He says there's two distinct ways to look at the concept of two vlodois being born together in Kedushas Bechor, either yes or not, being chal on the two, on the one, or having one cancel out the other, which is the subject are the kash that we're discussing. Kol shenu b'zeach hazeh b'zeach hazeh, the kedusha is b'choshen b'chal, neither one of them. Says Reb Chaim, the Tosis by Asin Yitzayin Amud Beis, as well as Tosis earlier in Daf Tesem and Aleph, that Tosis that we just mentioned, what would be if, I mean, the case that we have by us is by Yolda Shnei Schor, and that's the subject of the Machlokes at Reb Yosef Glin and Tanakam. What would be by Yolda Zocho Unikevo? Says Tosis that if the Behemoth gives birth at the same time to a Zocho Unikevo, there is no Kiddusha. You know why? He says, because the Kedusha, Taisu says, is Peter Rechem. The Kedusha is created by the animal leaving the mouth of the Rechem of the Behemoth. He says, if part of that Rechem is blocked, because on the other side there's a Nekeva coming out at the same time, and Nekeva does not create Kedusha B'chor, Kedusha B'chor is only Chal Mazaka, not Nekeva, that we know. So the Nekeva also blocks part of the exit of the birth canal. The middle of the Zocha is not Legamri leaving from the piharechem, there's a chatzitza. That chatzitza nullifies the shame of the zocher leaving the place which would create in him kedushas bechor. Now, Taisa says, why by shnei zocherim don't we have that svar? Because whenever you have two things of one min achas eni choitzitz b'fnei chaveri, something of two minim does. For example, we'll just go a drop further afield. If a person is holding on to his lulav, l'chara on the lulav is the kaishakul that holds on to that dasim harav. Why is that called you're holding on to the lulav? L'chara it's a chatzitza, the teretz is, that since the kaishakul, the tabois, are made out of the material of the lulav, kol shehumi minoi, whichever is from the min that's roi for the, to be a lulav, is not chaitzitz, it's called you're holding on to the lulav. Mashenkin says the Gemara in Sukkah, Perek Lulav HaGozel, if you'd hold on to the lulav with a gold or silver holder, as was the minig that's discussed over there, then the halachi is it would pass. Why? Because when you're holding on to the gold or silver kaishiko, you're not holding on to the lulav. The gold or silver, which is not roi for mitzvahs lulav, is choitzis b'fnei a lulav. Leaves that were torn out of a lulav, even though the kids make the kaishiko out of lulav that are pasul usually, but still a lulav. That which is from the min, which is ro'i for the mitzvah, is not choitzitz b'fnei mitzvah. Going back, l'didan, says Tosfos, that a zocher and a keva is choitzitz b'fnei zocher. Shnei zchorim, since each one is ro'i to have kedushas b'chor inherently chal on him, so mele, neither one is choitzitz b'fnei the other, there's no chatzitza, and either one is called a peter rechem, either one or both together could be called peter rechem. Says the Marit al-Gazi, hold on a second, he says, the Tosfos in Daf Yud Zayin is talking about a Bechor Behemoth Tohoiro. Over here we have Exes, because of Haschorim, that both could have Kedusha. If we say Efshal at Tzamtzim, they're both born simultaneously, both could have Kedusha. But on Daf Tes, we said that you can't have both of them be Niskadish. You can't have two Petek or Rechems. So L'chori, each one has to negate the other one. It can only be one of the two. So there's going to be one of these behemoths leaving the piharechem of the behemoth of the chamor, which will negate the birth of the other one. It will be choitzitz. Why is it not choitzitz? Aloy, the two of them cannot be. Why is it any different than zocher nekeva? Zocher nekeva and nekeva can't be a bechor. Over here also, the second zocher, a second zocher, the two together, one of them is choitzitz b'fnei hasheni. Says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, that the pshat over here, the proper definition over here, is not that one behemo is ro'ui for b'chor, and the other one, even if it's born simultaneously, is not ro'i l'b'chor. That each one, klape, the other one, is called eni mimine, is called eni ro'i. He says that's not the pshat. The pshat is, be'etzem, the two are being born simultaneously, both of them are peterechem, that's why neither one is chayitz b'fnei the other, because they're both mimino, like a lulav leaf, like we just said. But the reason why both of them are not chal b'foil is because we have exes akosu, that the Torah allowed kedushas b'chor to be mispasher only by behemah Torah to two. The kedusha of behemah t'meya, the Torah did not allow to be mispasher to two animals. The chesaron is not in the leda of the animal. The chesaron is in the shem b'chor. A shem b'chor. B'chor means a yochid. Haschor means that the title a firstborn can be shared by two. You don't have that by Behemoth Tmeah. But in the Leidah itself, both of them inherently were born bebachrus. Both of them inherently were born in a way which would render either one of them a bechor. So neither is chaitzitz b'fnei chaver. That being said, Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitt says, let's go back and examine again the Tosfos that we mentioned. Tosfos asked the kasha that the same way we say by being mekadosh achas mishteh, by being mekadosh shteh achoyos, what happened to kol sheinu b'zachazev b'asachas einoy? Why don't we say the same klal by shnei zchorim? The answer of Tosfos, in light of the way we just explained, we're changing it a little bit, would be as follows. This is what Tosfos means to say. That when you mekadesh shnei achoyos, the maisa kedushin of one sister is a steerer to the maisa kedushin of another sister. Erva is not nitvah, but kedushin. The maisa kedushin is not a maisa kedushin. The maisa of one is a steerer to the other. It negates or nullifies the other maisa. Therefore, bebasachas eino, each one nullifies the other. Ma'ashenkin b'nid nidan, there's nothing about the birth of one bechor that negates the other one, like we just said. Be'etzem, the leidah of both together should be matal kedushas bechor on both of them. The leidah of one is not a steward to the other. But we have a problem. Kedushas bechor is limited. It has to be on a solitary individual. It's not the pshat that the maisa leidah of one says the maisa leidah of the other can't be a leidah hamevakeres. The leidah of both of them should be matal kedushas bechor on both. The problem is that kedushas bechor can't be chal on both animals. So memela, the Kedusha will have to be mitstamtsim, will have to be limited to one animal. How are you going to decide which animal? You'll have to figure it out. Either it'll be a suffix, whatever it is. You can't have Kedusha on both of them. But there's nothing inherently in the Leidah. If that's what Taisis means to say, then we have to re-examine what to do with the Kasha of Anisachalism. Meaning, the Svara that we're explaining to be Mechalik between Kiddush Achas Mishtei Achoyos and Kiddush Shtei Achoyos B'yachad. Kiddush Shtei Achoyos, the reason why it's a problem and it can be chal because of Kol She'enim B'zeh Achazeh, is because there's one Maisa Kiddushin. But what you're doing is inherently, you're putting into that one Maisa of Kiddush Shtei Achoyos, you're putting into one Maisa, two Maisas that can't coexist with each other. There's one Maisa of right now being Kiddush Shtei Achoyos. In that involved is the Kiddushin of the two sisters. Since they can't be Chal B'zeh Achazeh, by definition, those two Maisim together are null and void because they together as one Maisa, they're meaningless. Like we said, why are they meaningless? Because since they can't be Chal one after another, as one Maisa together, by definition, it's self-contradictory. The Maisa itself is nothing. Masha'en Kein, by Kiddush Achas Mishteh Achoyos, you're being Mekadosh one sister. The problem is only that if it would be Chal, if the Kedushin would be in both of them, so one Chalois would have to be without the other one, because it can't be Chal. But you're not doing a Maisa where inherent in that Maisa is a contradiction. Mineu Bei. So that's why the Kiddush Achas Mishteh Achoyos is not does not have the problem Kol Sheinu B'zeh Achazeh. If that's true, in Issachar Lisser, we're talking about two different Issum. We're not talking about one Maisa that includes both. So the way to explain the Tosfos Rid that we quoted before is Al Derech, the Nusach that we used before, where Kol She'enu B'zeh Achazeh, by definition, only is inherently a problem when what it does is it frags up, it gets rid of the Maisa Kedushin. Means that, like we said, you have one Maisa, we're inherent in that Maisa. It's two different Maisa that are self-contradictory. So that Maisa is rendered null and void. By an Issur Chal Issur, we're talking about there was an Issur Chal on her of Achoisoi, an Issur Chal of her of Bitoi, an Issur Chal of her of Eishes Achoisoi, of Eishes Ochet. In that sense, there's two different Maisa that are going on. One is not self-contradictory to the other. So why over there? What's the svar of the Tosfos? So the svar of the Tosfos really is because over there, b'chlal the in Issachar Lisser is not inherently a problem in Maisin. Theoretically, the marshal, something could have a Maisa done to it and another Maisa done to it. It could answer. The problem is that once something is osur, It doesn't become more osur. The basic idea of Ein Issach HaLisur is that one thing does not become osur more than it was osur before. It's sofug bi'isur. It's already thoroughly saturated with isur. It can't become more osur. The problem over there is in the isur, in the chalois, in the mitzius of the isur. Not so much in the ma'isa. So if it has nothing to do with the ma'isa, then it has nothing to do with our whole discussion. That's really l'chayra what the Tosis means to say. So the dakus that we explained before is all in two maisim inherently in one, and that's where we're back and forth between Kiddush Achas Meshtei Achoyos and Kiddush Shtei Achoyos. And like we described, the chilik between where the maisa is self-contradictory or not. The Tosis Rid is an easier svara, where something is not totally in the maisa b'chalal, where something is just totally in the mitzius of the is, so that's b'chalal ma'atshayach to kol she'ene b'zeh chazeh. We'll give another example of a similar idea. The Mishnah Melech talks about in the beginning of Hilchos Matzanin, that talks about peyo. Peyo is a person who separates part of his field to give to aniyim. The halacha is that a person could separate, he doesn't have to, but he could give his whole field. He could give his whole field. It doesn't have to be dafka or chelik of the field. If he wants, you want to be generous, you can give the whole field. The Mishnah Melech wants to know what happens. Let's say a person, he doesn't want to give the whole field. He wants to give a chelik of the field. What he wants to do is like this. He wants, when he's mafrish, peyo, he's mafrish, let's say, a 20th of the field. And he wants to be in one dibur. He wants to say like this. I'm mafrish a 20th of my field, plus another 20th of my field. That, the Mishnah Melech says, l'chayru should not work, because once he's mafrish and he passes up the field, so then that second ma'isaf rosh is already beyond the shear, it won't work. So they want to know, the Achronim talk about, Chaim Kanievsky talks about in his Derech Amuna, wants to know if you're mafrish and you can't be mafrish again, above and beyond the shear of how much you're mechuyev to be mafrish, so why are you allowed to be mafrish the whole field in one go? And over there also, l'chor, the definition, l'chor, why don't you say, kol she'ene b'zachas b'asachas ha'enoi? You can't do one after another, so that be mafish, the whole thing is a problem. It should be a problem. The answer, l'chor, is that the problem of being mafrish, the whole thing, is not a problem inherently in the ma'isa hafrosh on that amount of the field. You can be mafish the whole field. The vort is that the shame peyo could only be chal on something that didn't have a shame tour. A field, the marshal of Hefker, you can't create in it a shame peyo. Peyo is only chal in a field that has a chiyuv. If you were mafrish, so then the rest is not only does that part of the field become peyo, but the rest of the field becomes potter mina peyo. You can't thereafter be mafrish. It won't be chal. A field that has a ptur that was already hufrash mimenu, it can't be chal in a ptur. So that's why there would be a problem b'zeh achazeh. The problem is not a problem with the ma'isa. We can then say, oh, so now you put the two ma'isim together, so it's self-contradictory, it's a problem. Similar to what we're saying in the Tosfos Rid. The problem is only when you have two ma'isim that are meshed into one, where that ma'isa, those two actions, are self-contradictory. Masha'enken, if we're talking about where we're saying that there's a problem with it being chal on something, so that's only where it's chal in oifen that's problematic. If you're mafish from the whole field, you're mafish when the whole field was a bar chiyuva, so then you wouldn't have a problem. That's just another example of this same type of svar where there's a problem in the maisim bezeh chazeh, but you won't have the same problem in the quality of the actual what's being chal, the issa that's being chal, the din, the afrosha, the kedusha that's being chal. Again, the place that we started from is important to remember, biyachas to b'choyrim, that we said that there's really two ways of explaining how b'chor operates. Do we look at two b'choyrim being born together as one negating the other in terms of that the leida is not a leida of b'chor? Well, no. The leida is a leida of b'chor. The problem is a problem in the chalois of the kedusha in one animal. Chalois Kedusha can only be magdish one behemoth. Theoretically, the Leda would consider both of them mizbakrim. The Leda would be one ma'isa Leda on both of them. Both of them would be kaddish. The problem is only that two animals can't have the toya, can't have the kedusha of b'chor.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.